Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WIP. All right, let's head to the phones. Let's go to Gary in the Northeast. Gary, good morning.
Hey, Howard. Good morning, man. Thanks. Howard, I just want to thank you for bringing this Joel Embiid and Harden. And the whole thing is just an absolute disgrace. I called in last year about him being soft, and everybody, he plays hard, This team is an absolute joke.
Wait a minute. You don't think they're going to win a championship?
Oh, my God. Howard, I want to thank you. You're the only sane voice that's saying anything about this.
Well, I'm the only sane voice that wants to trade Joel Embiid, but now they've waited
exactly.
too long.
What would we? Is it a possibility? Would we get anything?
At this point, probably not. Not anything good. But you got to start over. You got to do something.
Howard, how are these people? I tried to watch the game last night. I feel so sorry for Maxey. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a nice player, but. You know, 29 shots?
Yeah, he missed a lot of shots last night.
Yeah, he's 10 for 29. You can't be 10 for 29. You know, he's a very nice player. But he can't be your main thrust. He can't be your guy.
Right.
Harden can't be your guy.
How does Morey keep his job? This guy is a disgrace. I mean, I can't believe this.
I think Morey has pictures.
So, yeah, I know.
So you don't think you don't think they're going to win a championship? I guess.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, they're going to win. Yeah, they're going to be behind the Knicks. What do you mean win a championship?
Yeah. All right. So, well, we've addressed that. You got to trade Joel Embiid, but whatever you get.
You said it last year, and yep. Here we are another year later, and the same thing.
Yep, it's terrible. All right. So, what's your most devastating loss?
Let me say one more thing, Howard. Sure. Castellanos, man. Are they going to drop him in the lineup? That's another disgrace.
It's too late to start changing around the lineup.
Really?
I think it's too late. Yeah, it's just, you're in the World Series. You're in game six.
I hit baseball for a living. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, it's just, you know, you can't start screwing around with the lineup now. But
yeah.
they got to make more kind. You can't strike out 26 times in two games.
I play baseball. I play against
you. But you know they still have a chance. Let's address that. They still have a chance. All right. So, what's your most devastating loss?
I thought it was Simmons, the Atlanta playoff game.
Oh, you know what? That was kind of that playoff game. Yeah, where Simmons passed it.
Howard, yeah. I drive to New York a lot. I listen to the fan. They can't stand him up there either. Now they hate him up there.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know that the Sixers made out in that trade because both teams wanted to get rid of their players. So
we had to get rid of them anyway.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Take care.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Yeah, well, they did. Unfortunately, it didn't work. Jimmy, you're on WIP.
First of all, you are the best in Philly when it comes to sports. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to go through this. Season tickets for the Sixers I had down in the club. Very expensive. And you know what I said? this is a bad investment. I gave up, and I won't go back. That's number one. Sixers will never win until I die. That's for sure.
Trade. I don't know. I don't know about that. I hope you live a long life.
Nah, do you think they're going to win in the next 20, 25 years? I don't think so. No way. No way. That's number one. No way. Number two, season tickets, Eagles. I want the Eagles to lose at least one or two games because you can't go 19-20-0. That's almost impossible.
Well, no, if they lose one game, that's enough.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't want to see them run the table and get smoked by Minnesota or somebody. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. And I'll tell you another thing.
I don't know that that would happen, but, you know, it kind of takes the pressure off.
Yes.
It's pressure enough to win, to get to the Super Bowl, to win a Super Bowl, but you don't need the pressure of it being for an undefeated season as well.
I agree.
You don't want to lose, but and one loss is not going
to
hurt him. Yeah.
No, I don't want to lose. Like, I'm a retired football coach for school. So
I get it.
I think people are underestimating how well we're coaching these players. We got the players, but we're coaching them right. All these fans, they're all neglecting, like, oh, they can't score in the, you know, in towards the end of the game.
You're talking
controlling the ball to win the game.
No,
it was
a third quarter issue, but they didn't play their best game, and they're not going to play that poorly in most games. It wasn't poor,
exactly.
But it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, we
good enough to win. It was good enough to win. So, you know, let's look at it that way too.
God, you should be a coach. And the last thing, I also The Phillies, I'm loving the Phillies winning tonight, and I'm loving them to win tomorrow night. I'm loving it. I think that's the way it happens in Philly. All that drama, we always go through this.
There's drama the other way, too. So let's not lose sight of that.
Yeah. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. You know what I mean?
I don't think
it's impossible.
No. I don't think anybody thinks it's impossible. It's tough, but I don't think anybody thinks it's impossible. All right. Your most devastating loss, Jimmy.
Okay. I was at the Jacksonville Eagles Super Bowl. Are you ready for this? I'm sitting there, and Donovan.
You mean Jacksonville Eagles conference champ?
Yeah, I was in Jacksonville for the Super Bowl.
Right. I got you.
Donovan is in the huddle, and he is puking his guts out. Terrell Owens is waving like this, waving to Andy Reid to get him out. What's Andy Reid do? Pulls the chump move and leaves him in there, and then Donovan throws the pick. Bye, Felicia. That was devastating.
Jimmy, you're way off base here. Number one, there are players that at times have thrown up, but you didn't see that during the game. We heard about it. We didn't know what was going on. But you got to leave him. He's your quarterback. I mean, stop. He's your quarterback,
out.
Jimmy. That's ridiculous. It's stupid to say you should have pulled him from the game. It's stupid.
I think he was dehydrated. I really do.
Well, he was fine. He wasn't good enough, but you know, physically he was ready to play. So that's your game. Well,
yes, we were in that game.
Good luck with that. Yeah. Yeah, there's no question they were in that game. Boy, that's another astute comment. Jimmy, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Nobody's called me Jimmy in a long time, brother. I'm an old man. I'm not as old as you, brother.
Okay, Jim.
That's fine. Dude, I wasn't taking no offense to it. Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Okay, well, I mean, I didn't know if you were offended.
I know. Why would I be?
You're offended by a lot of other things, so, I mean, I don't know,
Howard. I think you're like, what's the name, projecting on the man? I remember you used to get offended by us calling you cuz when you didn't know that was a term of endearment from us guys down in South Philly.
Yeah, but I'm not a cuz.
Yes, okay. If you don't want to be, that's fine. Excuse me.
Ooh, boy. You okay?
I'm a little under the weather.
Okay, I don't want anything to happen while you're on the air. After you get up the air, I don't care.
No, I'm not that bad, not anymore. I'm good now. Doctors fixed me up.
All right, what do you got to offer up today, Jim?
Yeah, Howard, I was surprised. I didn't, what's the name? Disagree with you much tonight. I mean, today, but
it's morning.
I didn't tune in until 10 after, so I didn't hear you about the Phillies. which me and you usually argue about because you doubted them so much this year. But anyway.
Well, you know what, Jim?
Yes.
It's not Jimmy. It's Jim.
Yeah,
Jim, how many people doubted the Phillies this year? Would you say a lot?
Did I say you were wrong to doubt them? I just said you doubted them.
Okay, I did. And there was good reason to do so.
I agree. You didn't give them a puncher's chance because you didn't know they were going to punch when they got in there. And
I didn't know that they were anything but an average team. That's what I didn't
know. When they hit, Howard, when they score 7 runs a game, they're much better than average.
Yeah, well, when they don't hit home runs, how many runs do they score?
Yeah, okay, we know. They've been scoring without home runs a little bit, but not mostly they live off the bomb. So the bomb works, Howard. That's what the analytics tell you.
Okay, has it worked in the last two games?
Are we in the World Series?
I said that was not my question. You don't answer a question with a question.
Has it worked
the last two games?
Obviously not, Howard.
Oh, gee, thank you.
Thank you. That's pretty obvious, man. You're asking obvious questions.
But you're telling me, you're so excited about the bomb and hitting home runs. In these games, you have to generate runs, moving runners.
Howard, I'll tell you something that everybody and their mother agrees with this with me. This is one of the biggest truisms in all of sports.
Okay.
Guys who criticize the bomb could never hit the bomb in their life. Not in Little League, not in any other league they played in.
I don't even know where that's relevant.
That's why they hate it. Okay. I don't care.
I don't even know why that's even relevant in this conversation. All right, Jim.
Genius.
What's your most devastating loss? What's your most devastating loss?
You're showing, Howard, that you never hit the bomb.
Okay. Yeah, I have actually. I actually have. I actually did at the vet. So
You did. You hit one over the fence in the vet.
Well, it was a softball game. And I hit three in one game.
Well,
it doesn't matter. You said I never hit the bomb. All right? Yeah. Move on, genius. What is your most devastating loss?
I always get your goat, Howard.
Okay. Well, you didn't get it now because I asked you, two or three times, and you didn't answer, so I decided to move on. Jason, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
I know you said about the lineup, it's too late, but this manager, they did get lucky to get here, but unless he moved
There was some luck involved, no question.
Right, but they're not going to pitch to Harper with Castellanos an automatic out behind them. So he's not going to be able to win the championship if he doesn't change from being so stubborn.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything to defend him. But there's not a whole lot of hitters that are putting the ball in play in the lineup anyway. You can't start changing. It shows panic.
But they're not going to win this way. A-Rod said the exact same thing.
Here's what I'll say. They've gotten this far, doing it this way. They're not going to change now.
Right, but it's not going to win a championship. He's good enough to get there, but he doesn't have what it takes to win the big one if he's not willing to make a change. When you need to make a change.
My gosh. Let's relax here. You can't start... there's not many things you can do. So then you're stuck with if you have Castellanos in the lineup, you're stuck with him wherever you put him.
I move him down to eighth and move Bohm right behind him. And they're not going to pitch to Harper.
Right. Well, I'll pass that along to Rob Thompson. I'll text him this morning. I'll pass it along to him.
All right, great. Yeah. Do you think maybe he needs approval from Dombrowski to do that?
No, the general manager cannot manage the team. They can talk about different things that they do, but the general manager cannot tell him what to do. If that's the case, then just don't have
him. You know that Doc giving Harper anything to
him. I know that, but you still have him in the lineup, so you still have issues. He mailed it in this year. What can I tell you? He mailed it in. He's not nobody's going to be happy with Castellanos this year. Or maybe next year, or maybe the year after. Got 4 more years after this with him, so we're going to have to suck it up unless they get somebody better and you just bench him. And
so
I
you think that with, if he keeps this the same, you think they're going to win tonight and game seven?
Even if he changes it, I think it's difficult to win. Houston is, let's not lose sight. The Phillies can win. Let's not lose sight. Houston is a very good team. They're the best team in baseball.
Right.
They're a very good team. Very good. Very good. Can pitch, both starters, bullpen, defend. They don't strike out that much. They put the ball in play. They do the things that you need to do to win baseball games. All right, what's your most devastating loss?
This one I still haven't gotten over is the 1993 Mitch Williams ending the World Series on the Joe Carter.
Yeah, that was actually, that was Joe Carter. Ninth inning. Yeah, that was pretty devastating. All right, hold on. You're in the mix there, genius. 215-592-9494. Will of God has not called me in ages. I made this guy a star. And now he wastes his time calling in the morning. But I made this guy a star. But we'll hear from, see what, and he wants to talk about the Eagles, what Will of God has to offer coming up. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Poor God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.